Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House of Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
Where every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring on guests talking about real estate, finance. Today, we have an attorney online talking about all kinds of excellent issues. Thank you so much, Tim, for joining us. Tim Burkhardt of KHBB Law.
Thank you for having me.
If somebody has a question for you, Tim, how can they reach you? What's the best way?
They can email me. Would probably be the easiest.
Okay.
They're free to call.
Give us the email.
Email is my first initial T, last name, B as in boy, U-R-K-A-R-T, at khbblaw.com.
Okay.
So, and my number is 206-382-4414.
Got it.
Excellent.
Perfect. Well, thank you again so much
for
joining us.
And we'll post those on the blog, too, after we have this recorded.
Absolutely. Well, I've learned a lot today just even talking about these gift fund limits and estate tax limits, and some of that's rather frightening. most important is we really have to think about, especially I worry personally about these intergenerational transfers. These are not wealthy people. These are hardworking people that have spent their whole life building up a business or something, and they really need to be protected. What about using trusts? You're involved in that. So how can that fit into the picture?
So I guess I just want to say that, you know, even for the very wealthy, taxes usually do not drive their transactions. They're a relevant factor, but that's not what drives it. In fact, I tell them, you tell me what you want to happen, and then I'll try to do it with as low tax cost as possible. But the primary goal is getting the property to where you want it to go and how you want it to get there.
Sure.
Trusts are, all a trust is a legal entity that can hold title to property. It's like a corporation. Boeing is a corporation. It can own things in the name of Boeing. It can have bank accounts and land. Well, so can a trust. And Boeing is run by its officers, and a trust is run by a trustee. Depending on the kind of trust, you can be your own trustee if you want to. There's two basic types. Revocable means you can undo it, and irrevocable. And they each have a different purpose. So if you died and left property to minor kids, you would probably have it in an irrevocable trust with specific terms on how the money can be used for their benefit and when they would get it. A revocable trust are usually done to provide a way of managing assets while you're alive. Some people use them to avoid the probate system, which is the proceeding to administer the assets of a deceased person. In some states, that's a really big deal. It's not that big a deal in Washington, but it's not free, and so some people try to avoid it. And so those are the two basic types. You can use a revocable trust sort of as your will. You'll still need a will because a trust is only effective as to assets to which it holds title. But the basic plan for how things go at your death could be handled right within the trust.
Got it.
A married couple can do a joint trust, and you can also do one just for yourself if you want to.
Got it. And by putting let's talk about real estate. So we own property, we put it in a trust. So what are our main benefits for that?
So there's putting property in trust is easy. You just deed it there. However, when you deed your residence to a trust, essentially the legal owner has changed. You're still the beneficial owner of it, but the legal owner is now the trust, and often you have to update your title insurance policy and your homeowner's insurance policy.
That's right.
Well, several years ago, Washington enacted a new statute that allows for what are called transfer on death deeds. And the way they work is you sign the deed, it's recorded, and title remains in your name, or if it's a married couple, in the name of you and the survivor of the two of you.
Okay.
You do not have to update title insurance. You do not have to update homeowner's insurance. You're free to sell, refi, do whatever you want. But if when the survivor dies, they still own it, title transfers to the trust. So you avoid probate, but you don't have any of the other hassles of having a trust own your house. Now, if you own real estate in another state, you want to put it in the trust, because otherwise you could have to have a probate in that state. So let's say you had a vacation home in Bend, Oregon. If you die with it in your name, there's going to be a probate in Oregon to transfer title.
Oh, got if it. You die. Extra expense, extra hassle.
Oh, yeah.
And that's true also of investment property, because I have property in the Midwest.
If it's in your name.
Yeah, it is.
You don't want to hold it that way. So that property, you either, if it's investment property, you could either hold it in an LLC.
I know. I did that a long time ago, and then we got lazy right. and just didn't get it transferred
and,
in.
And I'll warn people, too, though, if you own investment property, before you jump out and transfer it into an LLC, make sure that your lender will allow it. If there's a mortgage on the property, you most likely cannot do that. So we have to be careful without the permission of the lender.
And also, if you're subject to the Washington estate tax, if real estate located outside of Washington is held in your name or held in the name of a revocable trust, it will not be considered part of your estate for tax purposes in Washington.
Oh, good.
If it is held in an entity like an LLC or a partnership or a corporation or S-Corp, it will be considered located in Washington and taxed here.
I see. Is that only if the LLC is registered in Washington?
No, you die. It's considered like personal property. It's like I own stock. If I own stock in GM.
Interesting.
Okay. It's taxed here.
Oh,
they don't.
Yeah.
So but if you own property elsewhere and say, like in my situation, I have property that's in my name, but I might have to deal with probate
in Kansas.
Back there.
Right. Right. And there,
that makes no sense whatsoever.
Not really.
Well, it's interesting. The difference is if you compare it to stock, you know, your shares of GM are located where you are for tax purposes.
Right.
But real estate is located where it is.
Location.
Exactly. Right.
I see.
When it's in an entity, what you own is an interest in that entity, not in that underlying asset so much.
I got it.
It's like shares of stock. And so
that's interesting. So Tim, what's the number one thing that a person listening to the show should be thinking about today, like right now? What's the riskiest thing? Let's say we're under the Washington State limit of $2,079,000.
Have they done any planning? Do they have even the basic documents? There's a lot of people out there that don't have anything.
And there's a lot of people starting to use a lot of online legal sources. So what's your take on that?
My standard response is it is not hard to create a valid will. It's actually quite easy. Mm-hmm. What's hard is to create an appropriate one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People, what they're paying me for is not the piece of paper. It's the fact that I do this for a living. It's all I do. Mm-hmm. And I sort of know the questions to ask. For instance, people assume they're going to outlive their children. Well, I can assure you that's not always the case, unfortunately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they make assumptions about things.
I
have seen online wills where the same asset is given away several times in the same document. Or the will has two residuary clauses, which is the final clause that says everything goes here. Well, you know, one is good, two is not good. and they just don't, and I'm not picking on people, they don't think of these things.
Well, they don't know. They start having a thought about it and they start working on it. And frequently, you know, I'll even say, like, my parents were some pretty sharp people, but one of the things that they did that kind of hamstrung us when they had their accident was they notarized their own POAs.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And that is a massive problem. And people don't know what they don't know. And so they think they're saving money sometimes by doing these things, but they actually oftentimes create bigger problems and sometimes bigger financial headache.
Right. One of my favorite clients is an aircraft engineer. And many years ago, he brought me in a trust that he did himself. And I looked at it for a while and I told him, I said, I'm going to make a deal with you. I promise you I will never design an airplane if you promise me you'll never draft your own trust.
I love it.
And just recently he reminded me of that conversation. He said, I've kept my end of the bargain.
Yeah, that's good. How about you, Tim?
Right. Well, I look at it this way. I don't do my own electrical work.
Yeah.
I don't do heavy duty plumbing in my house because I want to live there. And
exactly.
So this is an area where it's worth it to spend a little money and get good advice. That's my
most
view.
That's a great point, because one of the things that is also shocking to people when I talk to them about this is that they also don't realize that a lot of times this is not like my regular real estate attorney is like, I think $325 an hour. And people think that that's how these things get charged, and they don't necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't there a lot of like flat fee situations?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And they're very reasonable in terms of cost for what's getting done. It's totally worth going through it all.
Especially given the ramifications of doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely.
It's like your business. You know,
yes.
I can sell my house on my own, but I could be leaving a ton of money on the table.
Absolutely.
Well, Tim, we're sure glad you joined us today.
Oh, and I have I have a story for that next week, too.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, thank you, Tim Burkhardt of KHBB. And thank you, Reba. Thank you all for listening. Join us next week every Tuesday at 3 o'clock for Open House with Team Reba. Have a great rest of the week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.